Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning Parak Tes Mishnah Beis and Parak Tes Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah Parak Tes, Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah told us that one of the types of people who are going to be obligated in a Pesach Sheni, bringing Karban Pesach on the makeup date 1 month later in Iyar, is someone who's Bederech Rechoka, someone who is far away, and therefore unable to bring the Karban Pesach on time. Here, in Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis, we're going to define what exactly it means for a person to be Bederech Rechoka. Says the Mishnah, Ezohi Derech Rechoka, what is considered to be someone who's too far away to bring the Karban Pesach the first time around? Min HaModiim Vilachot, anywhere from the town of Modiim and beyond, away from Yerushalayim. This is approximately 15 mil or so, which is around 8.5 to about 11 miles, depending on exactly how a person measures a mil. That's the approximate distance, according to this opinion, that a person would have to be in order for you to be exempt from the first Karban Pesach, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. However, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, Me'iskupas ha'azara velachot, even from the court, from the threshold, from the doorway of the azara of the temple courtyard and beyond, that says Rabbi Eliezer is also considered to be a distant road, and therefore, if he cannot enter the azara in time, he would be exempt from bringing the Karban Pesach the first time, and therefore he would bring the Karban Pesach Sheni the second time around. Continuing in the Mishnah, Amr Rabbi Yossi said, I'm going to find a proof for the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Says the Mishnah, Lefichach, Nakud al Hay. Therefore, there is a dot in the Sefer Torah over the letter Hay in the word Rechoka. Lomar, in order to teach us, in order to tell us, Lomipnesha Rechoka Vadai. Not because the road is actually distant from the Beis HaMikdash, Elamei Yiskupas HaAzar VeLachot, but because the road is actually simply beyond the threshold of the temple courtyard, and beyond that is sufficient, that is enough in order to exempt a person from the Karban Pesach Rishon and to require a person to then bring the Karban Pesach Sheni. However, as the Bartanura points out, the halach is in fact in accordance with Rabbi Akiva, namely it's actually a physical distance that a person must be far from Yerushalayim in order to be exempt from the first Karban Pesach, in order to be obligated in the second Karban Pesach. Continuing now with Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah here is going to differentiate and distinguish between the halachos of the first Karban Pesach and the halachos of the second Karban Pesach. Says the Mishnah, Ma bein Pesach Rishon Lashini. What is the main differences between the first Karban Pesach brought in the regular time in Nisan and the second Karban Pesach that is brought the second time around in Iyar? Says the Mishnah, Rishon Aser Pibal Yerel Vayimatze. During the first Karban Pesach, a person is not allowed to own chametz. The Torah tells us that chametz can't be seen or found in your possession. But on the second Karban Pesach in Iyar, certainly you can have both matzah and chametz together with you in your home together. There's no prohibition of owning chametz in Iyar. It's only the first time around during the first Karban Pesach in Nisan. Another difference, Harishon Ton Halbachila. So the first Karban Pesach requires one to say and sing Hallel while eating the Karban Pesach. Right? That's at the Seder, you're singing Hallel along with the Karban Pesach. V'hasheni, eino ta'on Hallel v'achilaso. But the second Karban Pesach does not require the singing of Hallel while eating it, as we're going to see. It's only when actually bringing the Karban Pesach that you have to say Hallel, both when bringing it in the first time and the second time as well. Zevuzeton Hallel Basiyas, and as the Mishnah says, that both the first and the second Karban Pesach, as we now are going to enter the realm of the similarities, require Hallel while actually offering the Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, again, whether the first time or the second time. And Sully, and they're both eaten roasted. Al matzah umirurim, they're both eaten with matzah and maror. Vidochin es haShabbos, and they're both going to override Shabbos. That if the 14th of Nisan or if the 14th of Iyar falls out on Shabbos, then the Karban Pesach is going to nevertheless be brought, even though it is Shabbos on those particular days. Quick review: Parak Tes Mishnah Beis. First, define for us what Derech Rechoka means. When is a person going to be exempt from bringing the Karban Pesach Rishon and then required to bring the Karban Pesach Sheni? So we said that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's all about distance. if you're approximately 15 mil outside of Yerushalayim, then you're going to be exempt from the first Korban Pesach and required to bring the second Korban Pesach. Excuse me. According to Rabbi Eliezer, know that it's not a physical distance that you're so far out of Yerushalayim. It's anyone who's outside of the threshold of the Azara. And Rabbi Yossi even brings a proof to this and says, therefore, there's a period over the hay in the word, in the Torah, over the word rechoka, to teach you that it doesn't mean actually that you're so far away. It just means that you're outside of the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. But as the Bartonor points out once again, the Paskin like Rabbi Akiva, namely, doesn't mean that you have to be a certain distance outside of Yerushalayim in order to be exempt from the first Korban Pesach, and therefore required in the second Korban Pesach. And then Parak Tes, Mishnah Gimel began discussing some of the similarities and differences between the first Korban Pesach and the second Korban Pesach. The first difference was whether or not you're allowed to have chametz in your possession while doing that. The first time around, you were not allowed to have possession of chametz while bringing the Korban Pesach. Whereas the second time around in Iyah, you certainly can have chametz in your possession while bringing the Korban Pesach Sheni. The second main difference is whether or not you are going to be reciting Hallel while actually eating the Korban Pesach. The first time around, you do require the reciting of Hallel while eating the Korban Pesach. The second time around, you don't recite Hallel while eating the Korban Pesach. And now the main differences are, number one, they both require, they both require Hallel when actually bringing the Korban. Number two is they both are required to be roasted. Number three, they're both eaten together with matzah and marah. And number four, they are both going to override Shabbos. If the 14th of Nisan, the 14th of the year, fall out on Shabbos, they're going to override Shabbos, and it's still going to be brought on those respective days. Have a great day.